Welcome to Alex and Annie, the real women of vacation rentals. With more than 35 years combined industry experience, Alex Huesner and Annie Holcomb have teamed up to connect the dots between inspiration and opportunity, seeking to find the one story, idea, strategy, or decision that led to their guests' big aha moment. Join them as they highlight the real stories behind the people and brands that have built vacation rentals into the $100 billion industry it is today. And now, it's time to get real and have some fun with your hosts, Alex and Annie.
Welcome to Alex and Annie, the real women of vacation rentals. I'm Alex.
And I'm Annie.
And we are here today for the February 1st, first of the month bonus episode. We've made it through the first 31 days of January. Annie, how was the first month of the year for you?
I really honestly thought it was June, but it's just January was, I don't know. January's been absolutely crazy. It just feels like there was so much packed into post New Year's that I haven't had a chance to breathe yet. How about you?
Yeah, I would say the same. I think it was a very eventful January for more reasons than one. And we'll get to some of those things in a little bit, but there was definitely a lot going on in the conference scene. Both you went to IMN in person, and then you and I both were on two virtual conferences that we want to touch on before we get to some other news. But tell me a little bit about IMN. I went to that last year, and it definitely was a very different experience than the traditional VRMA or DARM conferences that we go to. But what was your experience?
Yeah, so very interesting. It was definitely a different crowd. It was more the STR crowd, but it was also more of the high level in terms of like people looking for investment and people looking to invest. So there's a lot of like banker types, investment groups. There was quite a few people that I met with that have some interesting technology that they've developed kind of for all of STR. And so I think those will be coming out sometime this year. I'm really curious to some of them that I did meet. But I do think it really highlights the need for and the opportunity to connect STR and the VR world a little more as one, because again, they definitely are operating in different lanes and having different focuses. I was on a panel, and one of the things that we talked about was, how to optimize not your listings, but your revenue within a rental, is like how to decorate it and how to do these things. And I was on with Mark from Minoan. He was wonderful, of course. And then a couple of other people from the STR space, but they really talked about the need to customize your rentals and make them so specific that you're creating a unique experience. And I come at it from a place of like, well, if you're looking to scale, you don't want to customize everything because it's really hard to take care of from an operational standpoint, but they're not thinking scaling hundreds, 200, 300. They're thinking I might have one or two. So it's, right, again, a different world. But then from a conference standpoint, there was no parties, there was no gatherings, there was no welcome receptions, there was no welcome from the people that were hosting the event. So you really felt like it was kind of business, very more transactional than I think some of the conferences that we're used to going to, where it's really about the camaraderie and the relationship building. I didn't get so much of that. So I definitely think there's an opportunity for Alex and Annie to put some flair into their conferences in the future.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I agree with you. It's almost like it's like a headless conference. Like you don't know who's behind it. You don't know really, what the organization is. And that was the experience that I had last year too. But I do agree. It's like those people, they were hungry for information. I feel like the sessions are very strongly attended and people are just dying for any bit of information.
Yeah.
And they're new to the space. So things that we know as just kind of stuff we've known for a long time is brand new information to some of these people. So
yeah,
I'm sure they got a lot out of your panel. I'm sure that was well attended. And
yeah, I was actually sort of surprised. I figured nobody would come because I usually get stuck in the panels that aren't really well attended. But again, I think they only run two concurrent. So the rooms are kind of split in half. So again, good topic. So substance over a course of like a day and a half, there was quite a number of people there. But it was interesting because there was one point where I was standing with kind of like our, posse of people from Vacation Rentals. It was like Steve Trover and Lino Maldonado and, just the people that we know from the business. And we were all kind of looking around going like, we don't know any of these people.
Nobody.
And of course, the funny thing was, is like, who's Steve? Steve always goes out and meets all the people. And we're standing around like, I'm thinking, Steve, you need to go meet all these people so we can meet these people, But the odds are we're not going to see most of these people a second time around. And I think several people did say they were going to Bill Faith's conference in Nashville. And then maybe one or two of those other, the STR focused conferences. So I'm glad I went. It was definitely a learning experience, to say the least. But on the heels of that, we did our second Destacon with Jen Barbie and her team.
Yeah,
and
so much,
so much
fun.
I mean, they're just such great people. And I think we've been able to infuse our people into her people, and the worlds have just, they didn't collide. They just completely created this big bang of opportunity for both sides. And I know for her and several people, like some of the folks from Guesty and some of the things that they're doing in their world, it all kind of has just fit together like this great little puzzle. And it was really exciting to be able to be back with them again.
Yeah. And she did a great job with the production of this show. And I love how she kind of teed it up that this is not only is it a live in-person online conference, but it's also, she said, think of it like filming a Netflix documentary, that these panels ended up getting a ton of views after the show. And so she's got a lot of industry people that go back and they want to go through the information. And I think it was a great conversation. It was the follow-up to our panel that we did last year, that we are not Airbnb, so what are we?
Yeah.
And the group of people that were in attendance that day, I don't know that there was any overlap of the people that were there last year. So we kind of started from the beginning of what that means, that it's not a negative or derogatory thing against Airbnb, but that we're trying to define for the people that don't understand that what professionally managed vacation rentals is and what it has been as an industry for decades. And I think, you know, bringing in the DMOs is super important. Obviously, you and I have a lot of experience in working with them in Myrtle Beach and in Panama City Beach. And a lot of these, you know, destinations, they're not really sure how to engage with these new property managers, with the hosts, and even with the legacy property managers. There's a lot of destinations that they're heavily footed with the hotels, but the property managers, property management companies just really are not involved with their DMOs. So that's obviously something that, you know, we've got some creative ideas and things that we talk about with people that reach out to us. So great opportunity for us to connect with more people on that side. And then of course, a week later, this was, we had two weeks in a row of this, of similar topics, but we did the STR virtual summit for women with Stacey St. John. And oh my gosh, what
loved,
an online conference.
Loved it. I have never had so much interaction, and just like, again, I think it was kind of like taking like just a little session of the women's conference, of Amy Hynote's women's conference, and moving it to online, but being able to see in real time, like people ask questions and people go like, yeah, that's how I think. And oh my gosh, tell me where to go find this. And what are you talking about? I've never heard of this. You know, it was just, it was so great to the engagement and the positivity that was happening just real time right in front of us. I loved it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I've never been on an online summit before that had that level of engagement.
Yeah.
And each, I was in two different sessions, one for direct bookings and then one about bridging the gap between SDR and professionally managed vacation rentals. And both of them had a minimum of 200 people in the audience watching and asking tons of questions.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing is, again, a lot of people on this side, they're asking questions that, I mean, they don't know where to even go to get a website.
Yep.
They don't know how to distribute to other places besides Airbnb. They don't know what they don't know. But they were very thirsty for information. And I feel like, gosh, there is just a huge window of opportunity for us and within the space to be able to get this information out to these people, because they need help and they want to grow and they're entrepreneurial. And this is a great group of women that Stacey has put together. She's got her Facebook page and group has, I think, like 40,000 followers. So she's built such a really cool thing. And that was a fun panel. We're trying to see if we can get that file so that we can release it actually as an episode.
Yeah, so that would be so great. Yeah.
It was a great conversation. We had, of course, our besties. We had Lauren Madewell and Elaine Stitcher with us, and then Stacey taking us through the content, but it was a lot of fun. So thank you to Stacey, to Jen, and to IMN.
Yeah. It's been a great month. I need February to be just a tad bit slower, but because we don't know how to sit still, you've like been really doing some wild, all over the place things as well. I say wild, it's not wild, it's exciting. You had the opportunity to go spend some time with David Meltzer at his studio at the Wynn in Las Vegas, which is like super cool. And of course, I was all about it because it was a blue studio. I thought that was just great.
Yeah.
If you had a little pink in there, it would have been all our colors, right? So
I know.
Didn't tell me a lot about it. And I wanted to kind of let it all happen and like just let you be, you know, just absorbed into it. So really want to hear like how that all came to be and maybe a little bit of a recap. And I know what we're going to be able to do is share the recording, some of the recording that you had within this episode to come.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to teaser for the end of the episode. There's about 9 minutes of content that I got to record with David in the Blue Wire studio at The Wind. And just to give a little bit of a backstory. So David Meltzer, he is a entrepreneur influencer. He's like a Gary Vee, you know, that level, very well known within that side of inspirational business leaders, has done amazing things in his career, and just has been somebody that I've, you know, really closely followed for the last couple of years. His podcast is called The Playbook, and he has incredible people on his show. And just, I love the message that he shares, and I love everything about his essence. And read his books. It was a Saturday, late December, and was listening to one of his shows, and he had some business people on the show, and I was wondering who they were. And I thought, you know what, like next time we're in Vegas, if we're out there for VRMA or for a conference or something, we'll just go over to The Win. And if he's there, like, we'll just ask him if he could come on our show. And well, yeah, maybe it was just, if not, we'll, you know, go to the lobby and have a drink and we'll leave. Two days later, I got an email directly from David inviting me to this mastermind out there and a VIP dinner. And I thought, this has got to be fake. I mean, I've been, you know, visualizing it in my mind, and then get this email, and I'm like, I can't believe this. And so I responded, and he wrote back right away, got me connected with his executive assistant, Nick, and had a great call with him. And he was like, we want you out here. This is a limited opportunity. We only invite 20 people to this.
Oh,
so
wow.
I'm not sure how I made that cut, but I was like, I'm going. And went out there and really went into it with no expectations. I didn't ask a lot of questions. This has really served me well, and a good lesson that I've recently learned of just going into things with a completely open mind and not trying to know everything about it before I get there. Because honestly, everything around every corner was a surprise, and it was just so much fun. And I couldn't believe the people that I got to meet in doing that. And just not having expectations was kind of a good thing that I'm going to try and carry that with me for the rest of the year. But he had Dane Cook there with him. They did a dinner where David and Dane were on stage, and I got to sit next to Dane at dinner. Really interesting guy. I knew of him, obviously. I mean, he's a, you know, celebrity and a comedian, but was blown away by the stories that he shared he wasn't on stage to be a comedian. He was telling some really meaningful stories about his life and lessons. And that was really cool, but also got to connect with people from all different industries. And the thing with David's group of people that he works with, that these people are all either part of his coaching programs or they've been to other masterminds with him, or they're somehow involved in his community. But his biggest thing one of the biggest things he teaches is to be more interested than interesting, and to always ask how you can help somebody else. And like, I almost felt bad because everybody was asking, they wanted to all know about me, and they wanted to ask me how they could help. And I'm like, what about you? they were all just so, I mean, just open arms. And it came at a good time for me, because we're gonna get to this other announcement here in a minute. But really just needed some good advice on, you know, how to take next steps in a career and move forward with courage. Obviously, that was my word of the year that I announced on last month's episode.
Yeah.
But got some really good advice on a lot of different things out there. So excited to learn more about that community. We're recording with David on the middle of the month this month, so that episode will be coming out on the podcast within this month of February, which is super exciting. I didn't even have to ask him. Like, he came up to me, and I was telling him a little bit about you and I and what we're doing with the show. And he was like, well, let's do a podcast swap. And I had no idea what he meant, but he was like, I'll come on yours. And then he was like, tomorrow you'll see a surprise. And I mean, he asked me to record in his studio with him while I was there. And that's the 9 minutes that's going to come at the end of this episode. I was nervous. I was super, super nervous. And probably
I saw it. You did amazing. So you were totally great.
Oh, man. It was nerve wracking, but definitely studio goals for sure. Unreal studio in there. But it was an amazing experience. Got to see Will.i.am. This was actually a funny story.
That is so cool. Yeah.
Yeah. And what a, oh my gosh, what an inspiring
person. He's brilliant.
Person. Yeah. He's huge into AI, which I had no idea, but
Yeah. Oh,
he's
really?
a
Okay.
big, big, big business person too, beyond
Yeah.
being magician, musician.
Magician. He's a magic behind
Yeah,
the keyboard.
musician and Black
Yeah.
Eyed Peas and his history
Oh,
there.
that's
But
so
we
cool.
when we first got into the Blue Wire studio that second day, everybody was standing against the back wall. And you know Vegas. I mean, it's a lot walking around in heels. And of course
Yeah.
I'm gonna still wear my shoes. And so I stuck it out. But there were two chairs in the front, like big nice leather chairs, and nobody was sitting in them. And I just kind of pushed my way through and I said, "Excuse me, do you mind if I sit there?" And so I sat down, and as David's talking to all of us, he's up on the set, and he said to Nick, his assistant, he says, "Is Will here yet?" And I didn't know who he was talking about. He's like, yeah, Will's here." And so they asked everybody to leave, and David said, "Well," he was like, "a few people can stay." And so David let me and another lady sitting in the other chair, and then two others stay in the studio for the interview with will.i.am. And so will.i.am comes in. I didn't know that's who it was. I turned to the guy behind me and asked. He's like, "Yeah, that's will.i.am." And I couldn't believe it. So just surprises at every corner, which was just super exciting and fun, but all around
Yeah.
great experience. And I'm excited to be able to share that
I'm so
content
happy
again
for
in
you. I'm
September.
like, adjacent to a famous person now.
Oh God, I don't know about that,
Super exciting. Well, I'm glad you got to do that because I think here you teased it a little bit. It came at a time when you needed a little guidance, and there's only so much guidance as me as your work wife can provide
but
you. And I know you were kind of soul searching some things that you wanted to do, and I think it was really good to help you find that balance. So with that, you made the decision to leave Casago, and a year ago, you and I were both we talked about last month, like deer in the headlights, so much going on, both new jobs, everything was just really the world was our oyster in front of us, and what are we going to do with it? And so, it's been a crazy year for both of us, and I think things didn't necessarily go the way you anticipated. And so, we just like in your soul, you knew something needed to change. You made the decision to leave Casago, and you're now going to be full time, kind of doing podcasting and doing our first love, the umbrella love of our podcast, which is Aha Moments. And so I thought maybe this was a good opportunity for you to kind of tell us that process and kind of why you left and what you're looking forward to doing with this new time.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, it's a tough decision. And, I think the world of Casago and all the amazing people that work there that I got to work with over the past year. But, at the end of the day, I mean, my core strengths are in marketing. And that's really what I wanted to get back to. And this past year, going out doing these market visits and just seeing different operators, it was eye-opening and it was fun and it was amazing for me to see how much of a need there is out there for these managers that they need help with marketing. And
Yeah.
13 years with Condo World, I really have built up a lot of experience on direct bookings and business growth strategies and, really getting in the trenches on how to market condos, how to market these beach homes, how to grow a brand that lives on its own land and is not dependent of OTAs. And I need to get back to that. That's really where that's what I love and that's where my talents are. So we made that decision and wish them certainly the best of luck and believe in the product. I believe in what I was selling for Costco. I believe in the franchise model as a whole. I think it's genius, and I think they'll continue to do great things. But as I made this decision, and what does that look like next for me? So one thing with the podcast, obviously, this has always been, a side hustle for both of us. It's become something more than what we ever had dreamed, and opened a lot of doors for both of us. But I want to be able to put a little bit more time to it, to growing it and developing different opportunities for you and I to be able to share these stories of the property managers and suppliers in our space in a meaningful way. And I've got some cool ideas with it. We have obviously, or not obviously, but we have our book, Connecting the Dots, that we have started on. It still needs some work now, and hopefully I'll be able to put some focus on that. But Aha Moments, the business that is the parent company of the podcast, we started that a little bit over 2 years ago, and we, without also knowing, who knew that that was going to come in handy for all of this too. But Aha Moments is going to be able to take on a lot of different things. So for me, that is what I am going to be doing consulting work under. So talking to some different fractional CMO type roles and advisory roles with companies, and just going to start pursuing that for the immediate future. I'm taking a little bit of time. I definitely want to take some time and work through what that looks like and build this out in a, you know, thoughtful way. But I'm super excited. I think the sky is the limit for what, you know, we can do with the show and different ways to bring property managers in, and for me to be able to work with them on a closer level is going to be really exciting. So that's where we're headed with all of this. And still, I've said to you early on, I want to share this journey with our listeners. I'm in the trenches just like Michael James is as a property manager that he shared on last month's first of the month bonus episode. But I think it's important to share these things and, you know, hopefully inspire other people that have been thinking about the same, that it's scary to take a big leap. And there was certainly a lot of fear in that decision, but I believe in following the signs and knowing when it's time to do something different and just trusting your gut and really listening to that. And in the next segment that I had with David, he actually asked me about that. So it's a good segue into that. So without further ado, please stay tuned. This is the segment that I did with David Meltzer at the Wynn Hotel in the Blue Wire Studios.
This is Dave Meltzer here live at the Wynn Hotel in the greatest studio that ever has been created, especially for podcasting. And I got an incredible podcaster here at the Blue Wire Studios in the lobby of the Wynn. I am David Meltzer. Welcome to the playbook, Alex Huesner.
Thank you so much for having me. This is like a dream come true to be here. And just has been an incredible few days with you and your team.
Well, compliments will get you everywhere. And you have been in an expansion in your career, not just from the Alex and Annie podcast, but you've actually have expanded into your own business called Aha Moments. And it's not easy coming from a C-level executive of a successful business to go out on your own. So I was wanted to start with that challenge itself, the fear that may be inherent in what I call expansion, in expanding our self-image and opportunities, options, and touches of favor. What was your biggest fear?
All of it, to be honest. And I mean, the last 2 years has been an incredible journey. I was with one company for 13 years and went to a different company for the past year. That was a big leap a year ago. And then this is now another big leap for me. I think there's fear at all parts of it. But one thing that I've learned along the way is recognizing the signs, how important that is, and being able to, you know, stay cognizant of that as you're trying to look back and connect the dots, and just making sure that you're listening to the right content. I listen to your podcast religiously and just following the signs of you're meant to be somewhere else. You're supposed to be doing something different and taking action to get it done. Because inaction is where you really start to just ruminate and that fear just, you know, starts really building.
You know, I recommend your podcast to so many people because it's reflective. And I think your new business is also reflective of the four areas of attention that I want to give people intention for. And when I say that, your business and your podcast involve, one, your personal values, two, obviously your experiential values. But what makes it so unique is that you really discuss within the context of this is your personal life. This is what you want and want to experience. But along the way, you can provide value to other people as well and give to them, but also receive value from others. And how have you reconciled what I call the basic four tenets of my day, personal, experiential, giving and receiving values into the podcast, but also into your business?
Yeah, I think it really comes down to authenticity at the end of the day. And what I've learned in the past 2 years of doing the podcast is, you know, we started this out as it was just for fun. And there really wasn't a business plan or anything like that, but it took a life of its own. And just really leaning into, you know, the whole theory of when you shine your light, you're allowing other people to shine their light as well. And that's really what I've just learned in this process. And in doing that, have built great relationships and just, you know, furthered the opportunities. But, you know, tying the values in, we've really done a lot of soul searching Annie and I on who we are. And as you said, it's like the podcast becomes almost like a diary. It's a reflective journal of, we go back, our first episode was called The Aha Moment. So it makes sense that that's the new business name. But when we look back on that, we were babies. I mean, we had no idea what we were doing. And now fast forward and things have just, you know, skyrocketed for us and opened doors that, like you said earlier, I mean, we had to get through that fear. We had to take action. We had to have that courage. And it's just been an incredible, incredible journey.
And as that aha moment is part and parcel to everything that you do, it's a common thread with not just the podcast and the business. It seems to be with your own personal life. Again, when we seek or search or wish or hope for the aha, which is to me an enlightenment, a liberation of that light and awareness of, oh, I now know a cheat code or earned a secret that makes things easier for me to do. And you can see that in your career from 13 years in a prestigious company with a prestigious position to an accelerated advanced position for just 1 year. The aha moments are coming closer and closer together. What are some of the things through experience now that you look for, since your business is about aha moments? Your podcast was created with an aha moment and is there to reveal aha moments for other people. For you, what are you looking for to raise the awareness of those aha moments?
I think just other like-minded individuals and really, again, being able to shine the light on those people and sharing their stories. We love connecting with people. We love to be able to tell the real stories of what's going on within the short-term vacation rental industry. There's a lot of the get rich quick. You get an Airbnb, it's just all this passive income. You have a Bentley by Friday, take talk out there. And that's not what we talk about. We like to share the triumphs, the successes, and, you know, the true aha moments of the people that come on our show, you know, connecting with people within our industry, really just taking the experience that I've had in that 13 years and dispelling that into something that I want to help a lot of people. Like, I think our show has connected us in a way to help people, but now it's also taking the approach of how do we work more directly, you know, with vacation rental companies, with the suppliers and the vendors in the space, and help them find their aha moments. And there's a lot of different ways to slice that. And it's still, this is very, very early on in this big leap. So it's still coming and unfolding. But I think being here today is a perfect example of it. I haven't told you the story, but this was probably about 3-4 weeks ago. I was listening to your podcast on a Saturday, and I remember thinking, you know, next time I'm in Vegas, I'm out here for trade shows quite often. I'm just going to stop by his studio and, like, maybe I could meet him and, you know, maybe get him to come on our show. And literally 2 days later, I get the email inviting me to this mastermind. And I saw that and I'm like, this is a sign that, you know, things are aligning, and you have to trust your gut and go with what you're seeing in front of you, because there's no coincidences. And I think if you keep compounding that effort and the attention, and, you know, you're going to bring the right people and experiences into your life. And this is absolutely one of them.
I would say there's only coincidences. There's only the coinciding of the attention or focus that we give with the intention of what we do say, think, feel, and believe. So there's the aha moment that you hopefully may or may not have been looking for in the CES mastermind that we did. And of course, last night at what I thought was one of my favorite and most incredible VIP dinners with the who's who of frequency, elevating awareness, and many aha moments were shared again. And I look forward to sharing, hopefully, wisdom and faith with you to give you more aha moments, to give you more cheat codes and secrets to level up in your business and your life. And I know the reason I want you to participate in that is you're doing the same. You're elevating others to elevate yourself. You're sharing, learning, and listening for what is needed in order to help others. Thank you for providing so many great moments, including aha moments, here on The Playbook.
Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. Take care.
Attention property owners and hosts. If you want to keep those 5-star cleanliness ratings soaring and your guests smiling, listen up. Introducing Turno, your ultimate solution for simplifying and automating the entire cleaning management process. Say goodbye to the hassle and hello to high-quality, timely turnovers that guarantee those top-rated guest reviews.
With Turno, you can automatically schedule, manage, and pay your short-term rental cleaners, ensuring a seamless and efficient operation.
And here's the best part. Turno's cleaner marketplace boasts over 55,000 vetted short-term rental cleaning pros ready to elevate your property management game.
Turnu lets you manage cleaner performance with features like auto scheduling synced directly to your booking calendar, auto payments, photo checklists, problem reporting, and even inventory management.
But that's not all. Keep your cleaner communications organized with centralized chat and photo sharing, all in one convenient place. Plus, they've made on-the-go management a breeze with separate mobile apps tailored for both hosts and cleaners. And just in case you need a lifeline, Turnu's live 24/7 customer support is always at your service. Because at Turnu, they're not just a platform, they're your partner in success.
And there's a special treat for the listeners of the Alex and Annie podcast. When you try Turnu and its cleaner marketplace, you'll receive a $150 Amazon gift card exclusively as our thank you to you.
So here's how it works. New users can sign up at turnu.com/alexnannypodcast. Search for a cleaner in your area, connect with one or more, and then complete a marketplace cleaning. Once you see how easy and simple cleaning management can be, you'll love how much time and money you save, not to mention no more cleaning headaches.